We were started last May by Secretary Shinseki as a way to identify, fund, and test out new ideas for VA. We're designed to do this across the enterprise and the health side, on the benefits side, central office, if need be, really anywhere we can make a difference set up to do. The goal, as you can see in the four little icons in the bottom of the screen, is to improve quality, improve access, lower costs, and improve satisfaction for our veterans and internal clients too. The way we do this is through three different mechanisms. The first is what we call employee competitions. These are designed to go into and get the best ideas out of our 300,000 strong workforce, turn those ideas into reality by providing some funding and technical support. We've done two employee competitions so far. You can see the results of those competitions on our website if you're interested under funded innovation. The second, and probably more relevant for this discussion, is industry innovation competitions. We started one last summer, the 2010 competition with six topics. That one concluded in September, and the first of those projects are being awarded and announced now. You can see four of them so far on our website. What we're talking about today is our second industry innovation competition, the 2011 one with five new topics. This is really an opportunity for VA to go out to industry to tell you our sort of key challenge areas, give you an idea of what we think interesting solutions might be, and then ask you for your best ideas. Carol Newcomb, who I'll introduce in a second, will go over some of the details of how we actually take in those ideas and how we turn them into a contract. It's important to realize that this is not a grant. It's an opportunity for VA to enter into a contract with you to provide a service. Also, just as a note on how we'll proceed, during the presentation, feel free to use the Q&A functionality built into Live Meeting to provide us with some questions. We'll answer them at the end. Just a note to go into the Q&A, type in your question, and hit ask. The raising your hand functionality is not particularly helpful. So now let's take a second, introduce Carol Newcomb from our Technology Acquisition Center, who will talk a little bit about the contracting process.
Thank you, Thomas. Just a real brief overview of the process for a broad agency announcement for those of you who may not have been on our call earlier this morning. But again, this is a broad agency announcement. It's our second one, and we're doing things a little differently this time than we did for the 2010 broad agency announcement. We'll be conducting this in two stages. The first stage will be the submission of a concept paper, and we're doing this so that there'll be a smaller burden of time and effort on offerors' parts to get their ideas to us, and it'll give us an opportunity to review those ideas and have a potential for some clarifications of ideas that you submit in your concept paper before we decide whether to pursue your ideas for a contract or for submission of a full proposal and then potential for an award of a contract. So the concept papers are due no later than noon on April 15th. The submission instructions, page limitations are all contained in the BAA, so I encourage you to review those carefully. Following our technical review, which will be based upon the evaluation criteria that's in the broad agency announcement, selected offerors will be invited to submit a full proposal. So you must submit a concept paper in order for an invitation to submit the full proposal. And a caution here is that an invitation to submit a full proposal does not guarantee a contract award. Again, we have a preference for a firm fixed price contract. In order to receive an award, an offeror must be registered in the Central Contractor Registry. And for this 2011 BAA, all concept papers and proposals are going to be submitted electronically to the VA's Virtual Office of Acquisition, and we've provided the website here on the slide. Okay. And then just very briefly, I did want to just point out the differences between a competitive RFP and a broad agency announcement. Under a broad agency announcement, the primary purpose is to advance the state of the art in a particular area of interest. And we've been discussing these areas specifically today during this webinar. So as such, there is no common statement of work of PWS that the government provides. We're looking for each of you to propose your own unique technical solution to one or more of these specific topic areas. So these are your unique solutions, and concept papers and proposals that are submitted are not evaluated against each other. They are evaluated against those evaluation criteria that's spelled out in the broad agency announcement. So because they're not submitted, your concept papers and proposals are not submitted against the common work statement, we cannot tell you how to make improvements to those concept papers or proposals. Unlike in an RFP where we give you strengths and weaknesses, but that's just something that we can't do because of the nature of the broad agency announcement. So at the end of the evaluation or the technical review of the concept papers, we will be sending out notifications. The notifications will be either that your concept paper, we like your ideas and we're inviting you to submit a full proposal, or we will notify you that your concept paper we aren't going to pursue. And at that point, you'll be provided just with a brief explanation as to the non-selection. And typically, this is, very, very brief. The functionality may exist somewhere else in the VA, that kind of a statement. So I just wanted to bring those points to your mind. The full briefing slides are available, will be available both on the VA IT program website as well as FedBizOps. And as Thomas has said, we do encourage you to please ask questions during this webinar. If you have any other questions, you can submit them later. And throughout the process, all questions with their answers will be posted both on FedBizOps as well as the VA IT program website. Thank you.
We have gotten a few questions so far through the portal, so I would encourage you to continue using the Q&A functionality in live meeting to provide questions. We will answer some of them verbally during the call. Others will be turned into the FAQ and posted, as Carol just said, both on FedBizOps and on our website. There have been a number of questions asking if the slides will be provided. Yes, we will post the slides to both sites pretty much as soon as this presentation is done. We're also attempting to record the audio, and if that goes well, we will post that as well. We've gotten one question about the process. There's a question about if we have any sense of what percentage of concept papers will be turned into full proposals.
It's really not possible to tell until we see each proposal case by case and judge each one on its own merits. We haven't set anything like a quota or any metric such as that, if that's part of the question.
The other question is if we have a definition of scalability, as we would define that.
Sure. Scalability, what we're looking for, as Carol mentioned, is technology that can be developed and prototyped or field tested or executed in a trial mode in about a year, maximum 2 years. But with an eye towards success, we're looking for things that, if it works well, has the capability, has the potential to be deployed across VA. So when we are evaluating a particular concept or an idea at a prototype level, one of the criteria that we will look at is how hard will it be, if things go well, to scale this to broad deployment.
I think we'll take one or two more questions, and then we'll have to move on to the blue button topic. One question is it expected that VA population will be part of the field test protocol, or is testing a new application with non-VA population sufficient?
Either one is acceptable. I think what we found through experience with last year's competition is that often it's what works well is a company working closely with VA people, let's say in the medical area with VA physicians, to do some testing, if it makes sense, with let's call it dummy data, without being involved with patients yet. But then where appropriate, where it really fits the technology, we're carrying out trials with actual patients and with real patient data. And that's a model that works well. Not to say that if you have the means or the relationships to do testing or to do a trial with another population, a non-veteran population, that also would be acceptable.
I think two final questions that I'll put together. One is about if there's a dollar limitation, and another is if there's a typical size of the funding for these projects.
It's a question that we always get. There really isn't, because we're covering such a broad range of topics. And if you think about the things that we will discuss during the course of today, it can be in some cases as simple as mobile applications through actually quite complicated devices for prosthetics. The range of dollars can go from tens or hundreds of thousands into millions. What we're really after is submit a proposal that that accurately assesses the real cost of doing the prototyping. And I say accurately assesses. There's nothing to be gained by underselling and then finding out later that it requires more money. That's really not a fruitful path. On the other hand, realize that what we're after is the ability to prototype or test and try out an idea. So try not to build into the proposal and the costs let's say, a nationwide deployment, which really wouldn't be appropriate under a program like this.
And if I could just add, too, remember we talked about one of the evaluation criteria is the cost effectiveness of the solution and its potential impact. Remembering, too, that if your concept paper, if you're invited to submit a proposal, we will get into negotiations and we will need to make a determination that the proposed price is fair and reasonable and all that FAR talks about in regards to that.